The Challenge. Chapter 1. An Exciting Day. Helen Smith walked to school on the first day of the new school year and couldn't decide how she felt. She was excited about seeing her two best friends after the summer holiday, but she didn't want to think about an entire year of homework and tests. Most of her friends didn't go on holiday for more than 2 weeks in the summer. The rest of the time, they went to the leisure centre in their small town to play tennis and swim, or they went to the cinema at the shopping centre. But Lisa Seymour and Bobby Leader, her best friends, left town for the entire summer holiday. Bobby's father was American, so Bobby always went to his grandparents' house in California. Lisa's mother worked in a travel agency. The summer was her busiest time, so she always sent Lisa to stay with her aunt and uncle on their remote farm in Scotland. Helen was impatient to see her friends again. "I'm not excited about starting the school year," she thought, "but going to the swimming pool every day for 6 weeks is boring. Now I'll be with my friends again." Lisa was waiting for her at the school entrance. "Hi!" they both shouted happily.
"You look fantastic," Helen exclaimed.
"You too. You're so brown,"
said Lisa, smiling, and they put their arms together to compare suntans.
"Don't you know that it's dangerous to be in the sun for a long time?" said a voice behind them. It was Bobby, wearing a Los Angeles Lakers t-shirt.
"You're only wearing that t-shirt so that everybody knows you were on holiday in America," Helen said. "That isn't cool."
Lisa laughed, and Bobby's face became red.
"Okay, so I'm not cool, but I'll tell you this," he said. "Nobody in America wants a suntan anymore."
The girls looked at each other and smiled.
"Are we going to hear in America this and in America that all year?" Helen asked. "Because I can tell you now, I'm not interested."
"So you don't want to hear about my driving license?" Bobby said.
"Your what?" Helen asked.
"Don't be ridiculous," said Lisa. But Bobby showed them a plastic card with his photograph in one corner.
"Maybe it's from Disneyland," Helen said.
The two girls looked at the card carefully. Across the top, it said U.S. Driving License. It also had Bobby's full name, Robert David Leader, and his date of birth on it. It was real.
"But you're only 16, Lisa insisted. "You're too young."
"Not in America," Bobby responded proudly. "In some states, you can get your driving license when you're 16, so my uncle taught me to drive."
Helen and Lisa were jealous. Of course, Bobby couldn't drive in Britain for another year, but it was impressive to have a license.
"Did you do anything as exciting as that during the holiday?" Bobby asked.
For a moment, Helen wanted to lie and say that Carrie Zing, the film star, came to the leisure centre. "But Bobby won't believe me," she thought. "Film stars don't come to our boring little town." Finally, she decided to tell the truth.
"A few of us dressed like 18-year-olds and went to a nightclub in Bristol," she said.
"Oh," said Bobby in a superior voice. "Kids do that all the time." Helen was furious. Why did he call her a kid?
"I hate it when Bobby does that," she thought.
"Well, I've got some nightlife to talk about. Poor Lisa hasn't got any. She was on a farm all summer."
Suddenly, Helen noticed that Lisa was speaking.
"I did something different this year," Lisa was saying timidly. Her face was a little red.
"And what did you do?" Bobby said, laughing. "Did you prepare a chicken for dinner? Paint the farmhouse?"
"No, I didn't," said Lisa indignantly. "My cousin is a photographer, and he took these photos of me." She took a recent edition of It's Now magazine from her bag and showed them a beautiful advert for Teen Shop Fashions. A model was wearing the new winter collection. Helen's and Bobby's mouths opened in shock. The model was Lisa Seymour.